Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
Y'all are wild. Can I live?
You are out of control. I can't even deal with you.
Y'all are so petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Ain't for everybody.
Hello? Yawn? Hey. Oh, just me? Oh, let's start over then. Hold on one second. I don't know what we were
sounds
doing.
Sounds so loud in
oh,
my ears.
There go ye. All right. Okay. Come on, Envy.
Hit it!
Good morning, USA!
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Thursday.
Man, I was just in the hall arguing with my pops, man.
What you arguing with your pops about?
Now, first of all, yes, being older is something that I aspire to be. I want to be 90, 100 years old. I want to see my kids do everything.
Me too. Inshallah, that'll happen.
Now, my dad, now one thing with being old is sometimes old people are stubborn. And I'm sure my dad is listening right now. You are a stubborn old man, Dad.
Why he's calling
you
your daddy
calling
stubborn?
Stop calling him that.
No.
Don't you got to give us context.
I'm going to tell you. So I tell my dad, now when I go to the store, I get things for numerous people. I get things for my mother and father. I get stuff for my mother-in-law. So when I go to the store and I get a case of what, I get three cases to make sure everybody's good. I get three cases of toilet paper. I make sure they're all good, right? Call my parents every day just to check them on them. Y'all good? Y'all need anything? No. He calls me this morning about 5 minutes ago like, hey, you never guess where I'm at. I'm like, well, where? Are you home? He goes, no, Stop and Shop. I'm like, what the hell are you doing at Stop and Shop? He says, well, they open up an hour early for, you know, senior citizens, old people like me. I'm like, well, what do you need? Like, what do you need? I tell you, I will bring anything to you. Do not leave the damn house. Stay home.
You probably
but could. You can't go an hour early.
Exactly. He's
right.
A senior citizen. He's taking advantage. It's just like being a senior citizen at IHOP when you take advantage of the discount on the pancakes.
But
he's
I
taking
told
advantage
him.
Of the hour.
What? Old people can't get coronavirus? There's other older people in the store with them. I tell you, stay home. I will bring it to you. Do not leave the house. You're out and about, and yes, somebody else
man,
can have
you
it
don't
in that store.
Leave that
store.
Man alone. That man, how old is he?
70-something.
I'm about to say 90. He's 70-something years old. That man done lived through it all. Leave that man. Let your daddy live his life, goddammit.
Yeah, they out there going to the store. They got the extra hour in, so they might as well take advantage
no,
of it.
No, you, listen, no, all, no, no, stay home.
You up here, you ain't home.
You right.
So shut up.
I'm dumb.
Yeah, okay, well, that's what being 70 years old and having all that experience is about, having wisdom. Okay, and he know exactly
goodness
what he's doing.
Goodness gracious, Dad. Go home, man. I will bring whatever you need. I will bring. Then I say, well, what do you want?
You might want to ask him to get you some stuff. He got that extra hour.
Yo, I asked him, I said, what do you need, right? Eddie's listening because I was on speakerphone. I go, Dad, what do you need? He goes, I'm just out here looking.
Maybe he just wanted to get out the house.
He said, I'm just out here looking. What are you looking for?
Let that man live his life. Sadly, this is the new normal that we may have to deal
with. Goodness gracious, Dad.
Can you ask your dad to pick me up some Smart Puffs?
No. My mom is
I know he's
too.
Listening. Like, I know he's listening.
Goodness gracious, mom.
This is the new normal we might have to live with. We might have to live in a world where, you know what, older people go to the store an hour before everybody else, and, you know, the threat of coronavirus is always around us for the foreseeable future.
Especially because I got anxiety. So, you know, every time I get a headache or my arm hurt, I'd be like, uh-oh. I start looking. I must have taken my temperature yesterday 6 times.
You just like putting that thing up your butt.
It's not in my butt. I swipe it on my forehead, you ass.
I'm not going to lie. I did ask my wife to take my temperature last night, though. But and the thermometer was in my kid's room, so she couldn't go in there to get it because she didn't want to wake the kids up. But I did. And it's not like I felt sick or nothing. I was just like, because I was even thinking about that. I was thinking about everybody who has tested positive, right? And they say they didn't
have any
the
symptoms. Right.
So I wonder if you can have a fever. That would be a symptom, though, right? So
yeah,
it wouldn't even matter.
Symptom,
you could,
yeah.
Even if you do check your temperature and it's fine, you can still have it.
I was also thinking, I was like, you know what? Charlamagne, Eddie, and me, probably, if one of us get it, we all got it. I just want to tell you.
Oh, absolutely. Too. And Dan and Taylor, all you guys
yeah.
up there.
Yeah.
We'll be fine.
Yes.
I believe
we'll be fine.
The truth to the matter is,
we'll be fine.
Because that's the truth to the matter. You got to lean into the uncertainty of it all. You know, if you don't get it, great. If you do get it, what you going to do? What are you going to do? What you going to do? Still got to live your life, right?
Yeah.
All right. Just be happy that you're a certain age and you don't have any previous medical conditions and your body can fight it off. That's it.
Right. I've been taking mad vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D, too.
I know you've been getting that vitamin D, my brother.
See, there you go.
When you told us how you came in the back door yesterday, I said, okay, Envy, getting that vitamin D up.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. I understand, brother.
Let's get the show cracking. It's Thursday.
You got to do.
Throwback Thursday. Drew Hill will be joining us this morning.
Drew Hill will be here this morning.
Drew Hill.
Yes, we'll kick it with Drew Hill.
Legendary.
That's right.
That'll be a nice little mini mix for this morning. And I'm going to tell you something else. For everybody out there that's feeling away, I was driving in this morning, and I saw a very, very, very bad accident. So, you know, in light of everything that's happening in the world, it's still people out here who having it worse.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Be careful out there. The roads, I know on the East Coast, the weather's nasty for a little bit this morning. So just be careful. Give yourself a little extra time if you have to go to work. If you don't have to, don't leave the crib, please. All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news. What are we talking? What we start with you?
Well, of course, coronavirus. But you know, the first day of spring is upon us also. And we'll tell you what you can look forward to.
Today's the first day. It is the first day of spring. Wow.
Well, happy spring.
Happy fake spring.
Yeah, there you go. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Whoa. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where we starting, Yee?
Well, you know, it is the first day of spring, but they are saying there's going to be a winter storm and there'll be snow across the United States on that first day of spring. So.
That's good. Doesn't snow kill germs?
No,
they actually said the heat will be better.
Yeah,
the heat
was warmer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be 70 degrees on the East Coast Saturday.
Yeah, so, well, tomorrow's Friday.
That's what I mean, tomorrow, Friday.
Okay.
That's crazy that the heat kills more germs, because it feels like it's more germy when it's hot out. Or maybe it's just people being musty.
I think it's also the sun with the vitamins you get from the sun also
makes
you healthier.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
As well. So, all right, now let's talk about the Family First Act. Nancy Pelosi is describing what will happen with the Family First Act in regards to coronavirus.
This legislation facilitates free coronavirus testing for everyone who needs a test, including the uninsured. To put families first, our legislation secures paid leave with 2 weeks of paid sick leave and family and medical leave for those affected by the virus. And for those who lose their jobs, we are strengthening unemployment insurance, a critical step to protect workers' economic security. Putting families first, our legislation protects our children, and particularly the tens of millions of little children who rely on the free or reduced price lunch they receive at school.
Yeah,
all
man.
Right, so under the revised bill, they said payments would be capped at $511 a day.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, they were trying to get people their full pay, but because there's limited federal reimbursement, they can't do that amount. And workers with family members affected by coronavirus and people whose children's schools have closed will still get up to 2/3 of their pay.
Okay.
Now, Donald Trump also talked about suspending evictions and foreclosures.
Today, I'm also announcing that the Department of Housing and Urban Development is providing immediate relief to renters and homeowners by suspending all foreclosures and evictions until the end of April. So we're working very closely with Dr. Ben Carson and everybody from HUD.
Listen, man, drop on the Clues bombs for them, okay? Because it's good to see that Republicans and Democrats can work together to do what's right for the American people.
That's about
time,
right?
That's a nice bipartisan bill that will help Americans that need it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how government is supposed to work. Taxpayers getting something for their tax dollars. That's why we got to demand more of our goddamn government.
All right. In addition, Donald Trump keeps on calling the coronavirus the Chinese virus. And here's his explanation.
Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus? Why do you keep using this?
Because it comes from China. Racist. It's not racist at all. No, not at all. It comes from China. I want to be accurate. As you know, China tried to say that it was caused by American soldiers. It's not going to happen.
Listen, I understand, but I still want to know why nobody ever asked that question when it comes to the West Nile virus or Ebola or Zika, all of those things that are from Africa. Nobody ever asked that question then.
I think people did ask those questions at that time also. They definitely did.
But I think I've never remembered that.
Yeah, the problem is that people are getting attacked now just because they're Asian. People don't know if you're a Chinese-American, and it looks like he's trying to scapegoat a certain group
Africans
of people.
Africans used to get stigmatized, too. They still get stigmatized.
But do you think he was trying to scapegoat, or do you think because, you know, the Chinese government said it started from Americans and American soldiers, he's just trying to be clear that it didn't start from Americans?
So you want to rename the virus that to...
I don't know why he's doing it, but that's what it seems like he's doing.
He told you why. He said because it originated in China.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what it's called. He's just renaming it. Right?
I mean, that's not what it's called.
He's just trying to change the name of it. And then, you know, and I think people are having issues with people getting attacked for no reason just because they're
Asian. That is totally wrong. But my point will stand. I don't understand why people don't have that same energy when it comes to the West Nile virus, Ebola, and Zika. Because that's just as racist, right? And that puts a stigma on them people.
You definitely can't have that same energy. Definitely can't have that same energy.
But they don't. Is what I'm saying.
All right. Well, that is your front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night, bad morning, or maybe you just feel blessed and you want to spread some positivity. Phone lines are wide open right now. 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Sharon. How are you?
Hey, Sharon, get it off your chest.
Well, I found out that the coronavirus could be killed by heat. And if you stay in a sauna for like 15 minutes, it'll start destroying and breaking it down. And then you go back in another hour later, stay in a little longer, and it'll destroy it completely.
Sharon, where did you get that information? Who told you that? What YouTube channel told you that?
Well, you know, if you look at, I found it on Instagram.
You found that.
Come on now.
All right, Dr. Sharon, thank you so much.
All right, well, I'm not a doctor, but try it out.
Now, I ain't gonna front. If I get it, I'm definitely gonna try it out.
I mean, I like the sauna anyway. I go sit in the sauna just because it helps me. I like to sweat, so.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what up, what up? Good morning, DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God.
What's up, King? How you doing, brother?
Get it off your chest.
I'm chilling, man. I'm calling out of Columbia, South Carolina, baby.
803 to Met. What's happening?
Chilling. I'm originally from Brooklyn, though.
Yes, that's right, Brooklyn.
Yes, sir. But, you know, this might sound crazy, but last night I had a dream. I was with Charlamagne and DJ Envy at the all-white party.
What all-white party?
You had a dream.
Y'all still coming to that?
What all-white party? I don't know nothing about no all-white party.
I don't know nothing about no all-white party either, bro. And I'm staying in my ass. My ass is staying at the crib, bro.
I hear that.
And, you know, I don't party. I don't be out like that.
Yeah, that's a good thing, man.
But what is it? What is this all-white party anyway?
It's out here in Columbia, South Carolina.
Oh, Chris's party. Chris's all-white party.
Oh, Chris having an all-white party?
Yeah, I seen a flyer that Chris posted. No, I will not be there.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, you shouldn't be there, man. Leave your ass at home, man.
Y'all going to really just not promote Chris's party like that?
Yes,
man,
sir.
Go have a good time.
Yo, man, I got shook ones, man. I'm trying to get black privilege, man. You think you could hook me up?
I got you. I'm it's a guy named Daniel. He's one of our producers. He's going to get your address. I'm going to mail it to you.
Man, Charlamagne, I really appreciate that. Peace, King.
Peace. By the way, I thought Columbia had a curfew.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Columbia got a mandatory curfew.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is KG.
What's up, KG? Get it off your chest, bro.
Hey, first of all, good morning. Good morning, Angela Yee, Charlamagne.
Good morning.
DJ Envy.
Good morning, bro.
What's up, King?
Big fan. I just wanted to speak on real quick about what y'all were just talking about before the break as far as Donald Trump calling it the Chinese virus. I've seen this pattern of black people, and I'm black included, people on Twitter undermining people's offenses or racial slurs targeted towards other people just because we get targeted. We get oppressed for so long, but I feel like that's not right to undermine other people that are also getting offended. Like, if they're offended, then they're offended. It's still a problem. Racism is racism.
That's a fact, but I'm not undermining it. I'm just asking a simple question because they've named three diseases after, you know, things in Africa, and I haven't heard nobody say nothing about it.
Well, they definitely were. When it was going on, they definitely were. When it was big and popular.
Yeah, people did say things about it.
I missed all of that.
Everybody was talking about, oh, don't stand next to him. He got Ebola and all that shit. Like, they were doing, oh, I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
But they were definitely.
I didn't know Ebola was a place.
Ebola is a river in the Congo.
Yeah.
But thank you, bro.
Other than that, I'm blessed. I hope everybody has a great day, a great weekend. Everybody stay safe.
All right, bro.
That's all I got.
I agree. Let's stop hating on people just because of their ethnicity, period.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up, Breakfast Club? It's Philly Phil. I called y'all probably a few weeks ago, the truck driver from Dollar Tree.
What's up with you, bro? Get it off your chest.
What's happening? Man, I just want to say, like, I feel like I'm a truck driver, and I feel like we at a higher risk, you know? Like, we got to deliver all these products to people, and these products are coming from everywhere. And, you know, we're probably going to be the last thing that shut down if there is a shutdown because, you know, we got to get everything from stores. So I feel like it's just, you know, we just had a bigger risk. And another thing I want to say is you and Charlamagne. Good morning, Charlamagne.
Peace, King.
Good morning.
I had mentioned on the episode before, Evie, you had said that you were going to buy more ammo. And that's what I'm thinking, too. Like, I live in a gunshot state right now. What if, you know, we don't know how long we're going to be on lockdown. So, like, what if people do start acting crazy and like that, you know?
I already bought some more.
I'm 2A all day, baby. I believe in my right to bear arms.
Yeah, I think that is a good suggestion or idea.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I got everything. I got ammo, I got food, I got toilet paper, I got paper towels, I got everything just in case. I got five kids to protect and a wife. So,
that's what guns are for. Guns are for hunting and guns are for protection.
True. Well, all right, y'all.
Have a good one.
Stay clean out here.
All righty, man. Hello, who's this?
What's up? This is James from Indianapolis. How's it going, Breakfast Club?
What's up, James? Get it off your chest, bro.
I just want to say I'm blessed, black, and highly favored.
There you go.
I want to tell everybody to keep y'all head up around this time. I know it might be a grim time, but trouble don't last always, man. It's just temporary. I'm going to get through this.
I'm going to be honest with you. You know, I went to therapy last week, and I was on the phone with my spiritual advisor last night. Thank God, by the way, for therapists and spiritual advisors who you can get on the phone. I'm relatively calm through all of this. Like, my anxiety is not through the roof about this anyway. I feel a strange sense of peace, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm actually happy to be home with the family and kids. Sometimes, I mean, God tells you when you just got to sit your ass down.
Absolutely.
And he might be telling us, sit your ass down, man.
And I think that, you know, like I keep saying, you just got to lean into the uncertainty of it all. And I'm fine with not knowing what's around the corner. Like, you know, because at times like this, you got to remember your serenity prayer. Everybody out there knows the serenity prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. You got to be wise enough to know in this situation, there's nothing you can do about it. Okay? Nothing. Now, you don't control none of this.
Envy, we do have a decision to make.
What's that?
Well, you know, we do have the Juice Bar in Brooklyn, and it has been a lot of people coming there just to get their immune systems up and going. But how long do we keep it open?
I mean, that's a tough one because people are coming in to get, you know, their juices, their fresh juice. A lot of times they can't get it. We have a lot of stock. So that is a tough one. People are coming to get their immune shots. They're coming to get their, you know, that is a tough one. I mean...
Yeah, because it is a great service for the neighborhood, for people that are coming in and getting their fruits and their Revive juices and their vitamin C shots and their wheatgrass shots and their ginger shots and turmeric and all of that. But the safety.
I'll be honest with you, though. I think after today, I think the governor might shut it down for us, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Now, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, we'll be talking about When They See Us. Find out who is suing Ava DuVernay over that series.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report, rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
So Linda Fairstein is now suing Netflix and Ava DuVernay over how she was portrayed in When They See Us. She was the one who helped prosecute the Central Park Five, the five young men who did not commit this crime of raping this jogger. So she said she objects to nearly every single aspect of the case as it's portrayed in the series. She denies taking any of the following actions, which includes unlawfully interrogating unaccompanied minors, calling for a roundup of young black thugs, manipulating the timeline to pin the jogger's rape on the Central Park Five, and referring to people of color as animals, directing NYPD detectives to coerce confessions, and suppressing DNA evidence. So she's saying all of that is untrue, and it's affected her and her work moving forward. So she's suing for that and for defamation. She wants a public apology. She wants those scenes removed that she says are false. And she wants a disclaimer added that the labels the series is a dramatization and not a true story. And she wants damages as well.
Well, we saw the real footage of those coerced confessions. So we know that happened. And, you know, just because Linda doesn't remember it the way it was portrayed, it happened. Your bias and your prejudice caused those brothers to go to jail for a crime they didn't commit. That actually happened. So knock it off.
Feels like she doesn't think she did anything wrong. And she
of course
has
she
no remorse.
Well, you can sue anybody for anything. So let the lawsuit happen.
I'm sure she'll lose.
Yeah, she'll definitely lose.
All right. Fact. Now, Floyd Mayweather is most likely calling off his fight plans for 2020. He was supposed to be doing two fights, one involving the UFC, another one against an established, respected boxer.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, he's had a lot of terrible things happen as of late. Josie Harris, who is his ex and mother of three of his children, passed away. And his uncle, Roger Mayweather, also died all within the span of a week. So that is the last thing on his mind right now is having to fight.
Yeah, emotionally, he's not in no shape to fight. And I didn't even know those fights were happening.
He said he was going to fight twice. He didn't necessarily announce it, but he definitely said he was going to fight.
Yeah, but it was quiet
twice.
For those fights. I remember he announced them on Instagram, but it was quiet. Nobody cared.
I don't think he said who it was. Yeah, so
he didn't announce
sure
opponents.
He wasn't going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He
did. Full fledged.
He posted both of them. He posted both of the people he was fighting.
Hmm.
It was back.
All right. The NBA and the NFL fans are very excited because you get free league and Game Pass access right now. The NBA offered free access to the NBA League Pass while the league is suspended. So they want to make sure you can sit at home and watch that and get to see full length and condensed replays of all games from the 2019 to 2020 season. And you can get that on the official NBA site or the NBA app. The NFL has also offered free access to the NFL Game Pass that's available to fans in the U.S. and internationally. So that'll be free of charge until May 31st. And there'll be game replays from 2009 to 2019, condensed 45-minute game replays and other content as well.
Speaking,
so you guys could watch.
Speaking of the NBA, when that Michael Jordan Chicago Bulls documentary dropping? Because didn't the commercial say June, but now it keeps saying coming soon.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that the season is over, that they might go
move it up.
Might move it up.
That would be smart.
They need to, goddamn.
Yeah, I think so.
I need that in my life.
All right. Now, Erykah Badu, in the meantime, since we're all sitting at home, is doing a live concert series. She did a live concert series from her bedroom. So here's what she told her followers.
The quarantine concert series, live from my bedroom. We'll be performing right here live this weekend. Live stream, $1 to get in. We gotta keep moving, y'all. We're a community of artists who are, our survival depends on performing.
I'll be right there with my candles lit and my sage burning, goddammit.
So that starts on March 21st, and you get to actually choose the songs that she'll perform. There's going to be a poll, so you can vote and do all of that.
Oh, that's
so,
Saturday.
Is she charging or no?
$1.
$1?
Oh, $1.
Listen, the wife and I will definitely be tuned into that. My wife is a huge Erykah Badu fan. So am I. So that'll be a dope thing to do late up in the bed, watching at home, watching home concerts.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and soon you'll be able to watch Tom Brady play for the Buccaneers. He decided to sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because of his son, partly, according to Page Six. They said the other teams are farther away from his son's home, so he chose that team to stay closer to his kid. It was between three teams, and that's why he chose the Buccaneers, and he'll likely announce it today or tomorrow.
Did those numbers come out? I saw something. He said he got $30 million a year.
That's what they said.
I can't be mad at that. You know what I mean? I didn't know he got that much money, if that's the number.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If it is. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Front Page News next. What are we talking about?
What have we been talking about?
Coronavirus.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Life comes at you so goddamn fast.
Why?
Because I said, oh, it's going to be 81 degrees tomorrow. I'm going to put something on the grill. And then you go, yeah, but it's going to be raining.
It's going to be raining.
So it's just like just that fast when I thought the temperature was going to be 81, I was like, ooh!
Turn the grill on.
I was like, turn the grill on. Oh, it's going to be raining. Nah.
All right.
Reality.
Well, let's get in some front page news. What are we starting, Yee?
Well, let's start with coronavirus. They said that this pandemic could last up to 18 months or longer now and include multiple waves of illness. They also are saying that hospitals have sounded the alarm. There's supplies vanishing as the outbreak has no signs of slowing down in the United States. In just 24 hours, cases went up by more than 40%. Of course, that's not unexpected because there's a lot more tests available now. So that's why we're seeing a lot more cases now because a lot more people are being tested. The number of cases, as I said, for adults age 65 and older, 80% of coronavirus-related deaths in the U.S. occurred in adults who are over 65, just a FYI.
That's a huge problem, the hospitals being overwhelmed, man, because, I mean, not only are you going to have, you know, people going in there for coronavirus, like I was hearing that they were pushing back surgeries this week, you know, people who was getting surgery for cancer and things like that. That was getting pushed back. What if your kid breaks their arm? What if somebody has a heart attack? Like,
I'm sure the hospitals
can definitely be overwhelmed.
I'm sure if it's an emergency, like your kid breaking arm or something bleeding, they'll tend to it. But everything else, they got to push back. They need more beds.
I hope so.
All right, now Donald Trump just signed yesterday the coronavirus relief package that has some provisions also for a lot of different things. Here's Nancy Pelosi speaking on it.
This legislation facilitates free coronavirus testing for everyone who needs a test, including the uninsured. To put families first, our legislation secures paid leave with 2 weeks of paid sick leave and family and medical leave for those affected by the virus. And for those who lose their jobs, we are strengthening unemployment insurance, a critical step to protect workers' economic security. Putting families first, our legislation protects our children, and particularly the tens of millions of little children who rely on the free or reduced-price lunch they receive at school.
Yeah, it's good to see that Republicans and Democrats can work together to do what's right for the American people, because, you know, that's a nice bipartisan bill that will help Americans that need it, because you can't have a party at war, two parties at war with each other, not working with each other, because all that does is hurt us.
Right. Now, according to Donald Trump, the Department of Housing and Urban Development is providing relief to renters and homeowners. They're suspending all foreclosures and evictions until the end of April. So you
That's
have
great.
Some time for people who are concerned about that. But, you know, come April, we got to figure out what's also going to happen. But I guess as long as people are still getting some type of income, you know, we'll see what happens with that. Now, a lot of people are also wondering, why is it that it seems that celebrities and athletes are having access to these coronavirus tests more than the average person, even if you have symptoms? And here's how Donald Trump responded to that.
How are non-symptomatic professional athletes getting tests while others are waiting in line and can't get them? Do the well-connected go to the front of the line?
Well, that you'd have to ask them that question. Perhaps that's been the story of life. That does happen on occasion, and I've noticed where some people have been tested fairly quickly. We inherited a very obsolete system.
Trump basically said some people are VIP and some people aren't. That's life, goddammit.
I mean, it's the truth. It's effed up, but it's the truth.
That's a great question, because I asked that question on this radio about 3 days ago. Like, all the celebs, the athletes, the big-time record executives getting tested, but the general public is not. How does that work?
I don't know.
All right, now, Nike and Phil Knight has committed more than $15 million in aid for coronavirus. So they're committing that money for the response for coronavirus. And another issue is in U.S. jails. There's a lot of heightened concern about an unprepared system as the first known cases of coronavirus in the U.S. federal correctional system emerged yesterday. So there's some issues with that, too. Now what's going to happen?
And they said that the NBA hired a private lab. So that's how they're doing. They hired their own private lab.
The record executives like Irving Azoff and all of them people like that.
I don't know.
They hired private people too.
They might have. Well, they might have. Just like, you know, when you remember when the fires were burning out in L.A. and Kanye hired his own private fire department just to protect his house,
yeah.
Another house. I mean, you got money, you can do things like that.
Well, the privileged have their privileges,
right?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely right.
And about the prison thing, it's easier to quarantine people in prison, right?
It is.
I would think so.
Mm-hmm. But they said they're letting people go. Did I hear? Bloomberg was donating money to Africa at this time. Was that a lie?
$40 million, I think, to help stop the spread of it in Africa or something like that. Don't give me the line. I just saw the headline briefly.
Well, in New York City, they are going to begin releasing inmates because of the coronavirus outbreak. According to the mayor, Bill de Blasio, he plans to release vulnerable inmates from city jails to prevent the spread of coronavirus pandemic into local lockups. So he said within the next 48 hours, they'll identify any inmates who need to be brought out because of their own health conditions or pre-existing conditions as well.
Yes. And you're right. That's Bloomberg. He's working with the World Health Organization, and he pledged $40 million to fight coronavirus in Africa and around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that is your front page news. Now, when we come back, it's Throwback Thursday.
It is Throwback Thursday. Who we got?
Drew Hill will be joining us.
And I think it's very important to note and let people know that a lot of these interviews that we're playing are definitely pre-recorded.
Yes.
Nobody is coming in this week.
No.
I saw somebody highly upset saying that we weren't practicing social distancing.
Yeah, yeah. So
okay,
yeah.
Trust me, I would not be standing next to no goddamn Drew Hill at a time like this.
Right, yeah,
okay?
they actually came last week, and a lot of these artists came last week.
Everybody came last week. Nobody has been here this week.
Mm-mm. Just me and Charlamagne.
And Eddie.
And Eddie.
The guy that y'all keep clowning over and over and over. Y'all be making the funniest memes of Eddie, bro.
Yeah, they do. All right, but Drew Hill, when we come back, it's Throwback Thursday. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Yo, where I want to be.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got some special guests in the building. I'm kind of confused. I don't know if this is season one, season two, season three of Drew Hill. Is this season four? What's going on?
Cisco, Cisco.
I think it's season five.
This is season five of Drew Hill.
What in the name of Light Skin on Viv is going on here? What the hell? The schedule says Drew Hill is here, and I see two brothers I've never met before.
That's named
Smoking Black.
Right, right. Yes. This is, like you said, Envy, Drew Hill season five. We have become the group that I never thought we would be. Mm-hmm. The group that breaks up. And here we are. This is Black. This is Smoke, originally from the group Player.
Okay.
We were under the same label, Def Jam. Mm-hmm. And we were on tour way back then. We always been, you know, like brothers. And, when the last time we saw y'all, you know, we was, you know, I thought we was a tight-knit unit.
Y'all came up here together. All y'all came up here together, right?
Yeah. Well, y'all, they wasn't here
yet.
Because Jazz was still here. No, and we had a new guy.
Yeah, you did.
And
replacing, who was he replacing? Woody, right?
Right. Can we say this right now? Woody sure. asked me this personally. I spoke to Woody for like an hour and some change the other day. He don't want to have anything to do with Drew Hill.
Damn.
Okay.
He wants us to keep his name out, keep our names out of his mouth, all of that. He
so
don't
want
to have.
Was this an aggressive conversation?
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
I think it was aggressive. It wasn't keep your name. Keep my fucking name out your mouth. I'm not like that. Yeah.
No, you know, he's real spiritual. So.
Keep my goddamn name out your mouth.
That's exactly what he said. No, but he said, yo, and I was like, dude, I understand, because he wanted me to stop saying that I did my solo project because he left the group. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, that's facts. That's the truth. Mm-hmm. Like, when I did my solo album, it was out of necessity. It was after you left the group, and that's true. That's mm-hmm. what I've been saying from day one. The truth don't change.
Right.
Now, why he left the group changed a couple times. He ain't here to defend himself, so I'm not going to say.
You're not keeping his name out your mouth.
Yeah, we definitely didn't keep his name out of
your mouth.
No.
Continue.
I want to say the whole story now.
Right, okay. Right.
So we don't have to say no more.
Should we give
him
a code name after going forward?
Nah. Woody left the group 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. He ain't never coming back.
Okay.
He don't ever want to come back. And he hates the fact that he was even in the group.
Damn.
And everything that came with it. Like, we, you know.
The money,
like,
too?
He was like, get this platinum plaque out of my face. I said, silver platter, not platinum platter. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
so he won't be in the movie?
Oh, no. Well, they got to get people to reenact this,
I mean,
for the movie.
He's not going
to
participate in doing the biopic or.
Well, him or Jazz haven't signed the contract yet.
What did Jazz?
And. That was another one. We asked Jazz to come back. What was it, Kevin? Like last week, 2 weeks ago, we asked Jazz to come back. And he's been gone for like 2 years. And that was how Smoking Black ended up coming to the group. Because when we were singing, it was difficult for me to do what I was doing on stage and pick up Jazz's notes and everything. So Nokio ended up calling Smoking Black. Mm-hmm. They ended up, picking up the slack for Jazz. And so when whatever went down with Note.
So what happened with Jazz? He just didn't want to come
Jazz
back.
Jazz tired of being called the fat one. That's what Jazz tired of. Jazz is tired of motherfucking saying Drew Hill, Cisco, Nokia, the fat one. He tired of that shit. I don't blame him.
I probably knew Jazz more than you do. Jazz hit me all the time about real estate. All the time. Jazz is heavy in the real estate.
Is he?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know that?
That's news to me.
No, all the time. Hit me all about deals and.
And maybe that's why he don't want to sing
all
no
the time.
More. I don't know. I mean, but when he asked us, when we asked him to come back, after being gone for 2 years, it was like, we was like, okay, look, if you're going to come back, we need you to sign like a temporary contract so we know you at least going to get on the plane before we just give you this money. And instead of signing the contract, he had a contract of his own. So mm-hmm. he's basically like, you know, showed up after 2 years with an empty bag, like, put it in here. And I'm like, come on, man. Mm-hmm. That's not good business. I can't do that.
So you own the name Drew Hill?
Currently, me and Kevin owns it. Mm-hmm. And Kevin Peck. And Nokio is still an owner. of the name Drew Hill.
All right, we got more with Drew Hill. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Drew Hill. What happened with Nokia?
Yeah, what's up with Nokia? You ain't tell us what happened to him. Did he get voted off the island too, Cisco?
Cisco, this
wait,
is
hold Cisco. Up.
Hold on.
Just got something to do
Cisco,
with you,
it might be you, sir.
Wait. Let's be clear.
I feel like the survivor's telling the story.
What is going on?
I need to hear from the other guy.
Let's be clear. Every person that left Drew Hill left Drew Hill.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't kick. We only let one member go.
Mm-hmm.
The original members of the group left on their own volition, and the best way to say it is this: I feel as if the reason why the guys left is because the ultimatums that was given for them to stay in the group was more focused on things that was personal to them, whereas. Anytime I've done anything outside of the group, it never affected the group in a negative way. And anytime I'm with the group, like for instance, I didn't want to sing in my bed.
Why not?
It was like talking about somebody sleeping in my bed. Like I didn't want to, you know what I mean? I felt like, you know.
I thought that was the whole point. It was about a song about infidelity, right? Like your girl cheating on you?
Dude, it was like, it didn't sound enough like Jodeci for one. And I was doing my best Jodeci impression would tell me. And then it was like, you know, nobody was sleeping in my bed that I knew of. So I wasn't really, I didn't want
to
sing.
You couldn't relate to it.
I couldn't, but.
Dope record though.
But you know, a lot of people sang that record too. 112, I heard sang it. Jagged Edge sang it. I believe it's a version with Usher on it. Mm-hmm. But it never clicked. And the group said they wanted to sing the record. So. Squad first. That's how I rock. Mm-hmm. So we sang the song. It ended up being a hit.
Mm-hmm. And the remix.
Yeah, I did the remix.
Remix 5.
The So So Def remix.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't get paid for that. That was fun.
JD didn't pay you for that one?
Well, I mean, because you don't get paid for arrangement, which I learned later.
Right.
And that was the other thing, man. Cause I'm gonna bring Woody up again. Woody, because he
gave you instructions.
Woody already
Cisco.
Told you what not
say
to do.
Say sycamore tree or something.
Oh, Woody. All
right, well,
say flaccid.
All right, well, I can say
flaccid.
Jazz.
Say flaccid instead of Woody.
Stupid. It's stupid, man. Woody right now gonna get you. Okay, okay.
He is. Yo, he gonna pray on you. let's say like Jazz. Like, basically, a lot of the group members felt as if somebody had put, like, money and resources behind me with my solo project.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to clear this up once and for all so everybody know. When we were on Def Jam, Def Jam was... we had just got on Def Jam,
mm-hmm.
and hip-hop was, like, taboo. Like, a lot of the industry felt like it was a fad, like it wasn't mm-hmm. going to stay around. So when they had Drew Hill, us and Def Jam had history, were making money, so they wanted a new Drew Hill album. Unfortunately, when Woody quit the group, when we went on tour, the crowd started dwindling because it was like that's not Drew Hill. Just like when you walked in, you're like, right. That's not the Drew Hill I know.
Mm-hmm.
We had just did the Wild Wild West. If you look at the video, you'll see it's four of us in the beginning, only three of us at the end. Will Smith said, Cisco. I saw an opportunity. I was like, yo, we finishing our tour. A lot of people not coming. Maybe I should do a solo album. So everybody was like, whatever, all right, fine, I'll do. Everybody was like, okay, well, we all work on solo projects.
Will Smith broke up Drew Hill?
Exactly.
No, yeah. I'm just joking. Cisco, okay.
It wasn't. No, I just saw the opportunity.
Right.
And so I was like, I asked the label, could I do a solo album? They were not interested. Mm-hmm. They wanted to do a Drew Hill album. So I borrowed some money from our manager, Kevin Peck. I went, I did my album with Thong Song and all of that on it. I sold the album back to Def Jam. I got a bunch of money. I got Woody some money, Jazz some money, Noke some money, even Kevin some money off of my deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went and did my solo album.
Wow.
So I That's made honorable. An opportunity and made sure everybody ate.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that they tell a story is as if the label pushed me as a solo artist. They did not. Mm-hmm. I created an opportunity. Mm-hmm. Secondly, opportunities were created for both Jazz and Woody, who wanted to do a solo project, but they, for whatever reason, those opportunities didn't pan out the same way. And now, 20 years later, it's like, and they wanted Cisco the whole time and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, nah, they didn't. Mm-hmm. I made an opportunity. So you have to be able to see the opportunities. Like I was saying earlier, it was like, you know, we handed a record career for Woody. Mm-hmm. On a platinum platter. He's like, get that platinum platter out of my face. I said silver platter. You know what I mean? Like, it's like you gotta, in this business, especially in this business, you gotta figure out how to make it work. They didn't want my hair blonde. They didn't want no Cisco album. That's why I got no features on my album. Mm-hmm. Only features, like, I think it was like Beanie Siegel and Ness, a Def Jam artist. And
yeah.
It wasn't because they thought it was hot. They was breaking Beanie. Right. You know what I mean? On my album. So at the end of the day, there was no favoritism. There was no plan for my solo project. And everybody got paid. Mm-hmm. Now, niggas got amnesia now and forgot that it was a bunch of money.
How much you think?
I don't talk numbers, but
rap with Nokio.
Nope is, he don't want to be around.
You.
I think
Drew Hill. I think it's you.
He didn't say that in his interview. In his interview, he said he didn't want to be around our manager.
Kevin, okay.
Right. And damn. Kevin's been there since...
Kevin do to him?
Kevin, what'd you do, Kevin?
What'd you do, Kevin?
He don't like that it's all about Cisco.
No, wait. Let's be clear. Mm-hmm. Remember when I said I borrowed money for my solo
That's
album
why.
From Kevin?
Right.
From Kevin. Mm-hmm. When nobody was messing with me or my album, Kevin loaned me the money. I did the album with Thong Song and all that on it. I came back to Kevin and said, yo, I got this fire. Let's go eat. Put your money to use.
Mm-hmm. That's smart.
I did it. Thank you. Let's go eat. Kevin said, no. If I go with you, the guys are going to believe that I love you over them and I love y'all the same. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to stay here and tough it out with them. Can you imagine? Mm. He known us since 14. He taught me everything I knew to get to the point that I got to. I own my own masters now. I was one of the youngest CEOs in the game. Everybody that's got their own label now, that was from the business model that I was a part of, like figuring out how to own your own masters and have your own label and have your own artists. And he wasn't even a part of that. He stayed back with Drew Hill, and now fast forward 20 years later and everybody got a problem with whatever it was that they felt like that he did. And that the problem that I had with Nope was... The question is this: what you want to do, is it for you, the betterment of you, or is it for the betterment of the squad?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And everybody, if you look at everybody's different collective stories or separate stories, you'll hear that everything they say is all about them. Mm-hmm. When he says that he don't want Kevin to come out on the road, that puts a lot of pressure on me. I already got to do a lot on stage. So now, when he go home, the only person that don't smoke or drink, we like to smoke and drink and party. So you want me to send the designated driver home, and then you supposed to drive the car? Like, I can't do that. That's not good business. Because now I got to go behind everybody. So not only do I got to perform, now I got to go behind everybody, make sure the flights, make sure this. I can't do that.
Nothing.
All right, we got more with Drew Hill. When we come back, let's get into a Drew Hill mini mix. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, question, how are people receiving the new members of Drew Hill?
Well, it's all about, at first, it's like, who are those guys? Because I think they think you jazz sometimes.
Hey, Jazz lost weight.
He looked like he didn't even play this game out.
So when we first come out, they be like, you know what I mean? Like, it's you see like a little bit of resistance. And then when they find out that it's Player, and then we like sing a little bit of Cheers to You, then they start to warm up. But then when we get into those hits and, you know, it's still sing, they be like, oh, okay, well, all right, well, I guess this is the new season 5.
Well, let's get some history on Player. Were you guys signed to Jodeci or to Timbaland, or how did that work?
We was, this is Black, we was initially, in the beginning, signed to Devise at the Basement.
Okay,
so
from Jodeci.
Yeah, we met, we groomed ourselves with Missy, Timbaland, Magoo, Ginuwine. And then after that, we went to Def Jam.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We signed to Def Jam. And after that, we ended up signing with Black Ground, with Aaliyah.
So you guys did a lot behind the scenes as far as production, writing, and all of that.
When Jodeci sounded different on the third album, that was them.
Oh, the show, the after party, the hotel?
That was them.
Got you.
And you had something to do with Pony, too, right?
Yeah,
Pony,
that's them singing on the background.
So Anxious.
Aaliyah's music. Anytime you hear a male voice, that's them on there.
So y'all got writing credits on all them songs, too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so y'all good, then.
Bless.
Yeah, y'all still getting publishing checks and everything.
Mailbox money.
Did you guys have any thoughts when Cisco first asked you to join?
It was Nokia asked.
Oh, it was Nokia who asked. Okay, yeah. So what were your thoughts when
Nokia
you first
asked y'all to join the
group?
The request. They left. Damn.
Did you feel like automatically it would be a good idea?
He's shaking his hand.
Did it feel like it would be a good idea, or did you feel like, let me think about this? Was it an automatic yes, or was it a I'm not sure.
Well, this is Smoke. I'm a very, I got to think. Sometimes I overthink. So I definitely had to, take pause for the calls and say, how could this be? How could we make this work? But I mean, like you said, we've been knowing them for over 20 years. We like brothers. So when it comes to the singing, that's nothing. That's what we do. That ain't nothing but something to do. But my only thing that I could come up with, and I told Black and I spoke with Kev and I spoke with Noga, I spoke with Cisco, I said the only thing that I am concerned with is I do not want to taint or not focus on in some type of way, shape, form, or fashion player legacy.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want to keep that intact. But as long as we do that, super groupy shit, let's do what we got to do.
Like when y'all thought Lil Wayne could sing, that was them. Shorty wanna die. But I was Static Major, God rest his soul. Mm-hmm.
Question, are y'all afraid of this game of musical chairs that Drew Hill is playing? You scared you get voted off the island? You just never
You keep saying we didn't vote nobody out.
I'm gonna tell you, I'm not afraid of, for one, I'm not afraid of getting voted off the island because there's only one member that got voted off the island.
Yeah.
And, very, to me, valid reason why he got voted off the island. Everybody else left by their own choice.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we brothers. I mean, it's like this. Cause I'm not acting like they ain't brothers. I'm just saying, it's about business, and we've got a tight bond, and we handle shit like it needs to be handled. When we out on the road, it's positive, it's productive. The energy is right, and I mean, we just do what we gotta do. I mean, I try to make sure every day, even though y'all may not notice, that I'm an asset. That's just me,
All right.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna pick up. You drop something, then I think, come here. There, here it is. I'm just like that. So I want to make sure that everybody's comfortable. Make sure the energy's tight. And like I told them, I don't do goofy. I don't like in my environment to be goofy. So we try to keep everything. I'm just saying, we try to keep everything like it's supposed to be.
This is Black. I think it's simple as this, man. You gotta play your position.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't be Steph Curry, or a Jordan, somebody got to be Pippen, somebody got to be Draymond, somebody, you know what I'm saying? So I just play my position,
right.
You know what I'm saying? That's all I do. I come to work every day with a smile on my face, a smile on my heart, blessed to still be able to do what I love to do
for
over 20 years.
And be compensated for it.
So I believe if you play your position, you show your worth. You know what I'm saying? Somebody got to rebound the ball. Everybody can't shoot.
Why not create a new group, like TGT, the situation, or LSG? Like, why not create something new?
Because we got, all those hits. People want to hear the hits. Right. When we show up, as long as it sound like the hits, they pretty much
they still do it, though. Like, even when they do the, who is it?
I've been asked to be in a couple different groups. However, I feel like if I was the abandoned Drew Hill that I helped create, then they win. I want it my way. It's like, well, why'd you join the group then? You didn't want to be in the group saying, the only way I'ma come out is if you uncomfortable. It's like, how is that a group mentality?
Right.
At the end of the day, I turn down a lot of solo things to make sure that the brand, still you know, is still out there.
What's going on with the biopic? So everybody, I would assume, has to sign on in order for it to get done, or?
Nah, that's ways around that. I mean, they can say, look, it's a check. Hey, Jazz, Woody, it's a check if y'all want to sign on. And if not, then...
Jazz, you better sign off or they get Ruben studded to play.
Gonna be bad. he'd be sorry for 2020.
Up, man. Well, what network is going to be on?
I believe it's TV One.
Yeah, because that's what Unsung is.
BT.
I find
it very interesting. That was a very interesting story that you had to make your own solo album, fund it yourself, and sell it to Def Jam. Because I would think that would be a no-brainer for Def Jam to say, let's put out a Cisco solo
album. Def Jam was new to R&B. The R&B game. Yeah. They only knew
hip-hop. They wanted the Drew Hill album.
Well, that was Case. They had Case and...
Yeah. Well, back when
we was on Def Jam, man, we did the majority of our show. Was with rappers. So yeah. we spent the first 15 minutes winning the crowd over because they came to see DMX, you know what I'm saying? Which prepared me for where we at now, you know what I'm saying? Because you might be looking for the original members, but by the middle of the show, you know, I sang from my heart. So by the end of the show, my job is to win you over. So that's why I come in.
We would be at shows and doing like meet and greets and people think we was both Yang Twins or something.
We are excited. Well, let's see how this mix sound together, man.
Yeah, let's hear something before we get about it.
Walks by me every day. Hair and love are the same. The woman that's stolen my heart. And beauty is her name. Well, I hope that I can make you mine. For another man steals your heart. And once there's beauty in mine, I swear we will never be apart.
Okay.
All right, I'm not mad at that.
I wouldn't know.
Drew Hill, ladies and gentlemen.
I wouldn't know the difference.
It's Drew Hill. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on the Breakfast Club.
Now, if you haven't had a chance to do this, I highly recommend it. Debbie Allen hosted a dance class on Instagram Live. So I don't know if y'all saw that, but she's a choreographer, as you know, and it was amazing. I was actually participating in that. Did y'all see that?
No. Somebody should introduce Queen Debbie to TikTok. Debbie Allen would kill on TikTok.
But she did a whole Instagram Live class, and she was just teaching you all her dance moves, and then they was doing Fame and everything. So you can still see it online, by the way.
You were doing it?
You participated in that? Yeah. I ain't never seen
you know
dance.
I did. I was doing all the... It's like a little workout.
When you started dancing.
You know, I will do a workout in a heartbeat and do a class. So
Where can we see this?
Well, you can't see me doing it. I'm watching her on Instagram Live, and that's how I participated. So you can go on live and do it. It's fun. All right. Also, Chance the Rapper is concerned about the closings and cancellations for movie theaters. And as you know, a lot of the movie theater companies had to shut down just because of coronavirus. And so they've been releasing their movie titles to streaming services to continue to make money on these investments. According to the NBC Universal CEO, Jeff Shell, he said Universal Pictures has a broad and diverse range of movies, with 2020 being no exception. Rather than delaying these films or releasing them into a challenged distribution landscape, we wanted to provide an option for people to view these titles in the home that is both accessible and affordable. So Chance the Rapper's concern now that are people going to go back to the movie theaters after this? He said, when this whole thing is said and done, I hope we all start going to the movie theater again. There's some likelihood that this will be the end of the cinema and a huge push for studios to go fully video on demand and streaming. It's definitely the way of the future. I just hope we have more time.
That's inevitable, though. I mean, somebody came to me with that idea 6-7 years ago. It's almost virtually impossible to do because no studio is going to give you the rights to their movies. But yeah, that's inevitable. Like when a movie comes out on a Friday, if I can order it at home?
I think that makes sense.
That's absolutely inevitable.
But there's also that just the experience, and I realize how movie theaters are so different now, right? There's a lot more that doesn't have as much seating, but then they have the experience of being able to order food and drinks from your seat
and
all of that.
We got that at the house.
Yeah, I got food and drinks at the house. At the crib. I got cheaper candy.
Okay,
food. Yeah, but you know what? You could also, people go out and go to bars and have drinks, and that's a lot more expensive than being at home.
I got a bar at the crib.
But what I'm saying is, there's a lot of things we could do at home, but the experience of going out sometimes is really nice.
No.
So we just don't want to lose that.
Mm-mm. I go in the basement.
And I've been thinking about that, because, you know, when you think about, like, you know, trying to avoid public places, just because, you know, like, even with shootings and things like that. It's like, no, I'm cool with the house.
Watch. Yeah, I'm pretty good at the house. If I can get the movie, yeah, I'm good.
I'm right there. I'm good.
Oh, God. All right. Well, let's talk about Red Table Talk. So they did a coronavirus emergency edition of Red Table Talk to talk about everything. And Jaden Smith was not there. Here's what happened, according to Jada.
Jaden is not here with us today because he is actually being a responsible young person.
Yes.
He is practicing social distancing. Absolutely. He's been doing a lot of traveling, and his main concern has been about GAMI. Yeah. So he has decided to stay indoors, and he's actually following orders.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. So why the rest of them not listening? All of them traveling.
Well, I guess he's been traveling more than they have. Maybe he feels, you know, they're all on lockdown together. So
you look at Will Smith's Instagram. He ain't never in America, seem like.
No, well, he got enough money where he could just test himself. I'm sure he got
test himself. All right, well, here is what Will Smith has to say about social distancing and how important it is right now.
Imagine our local hospital can handle 40 respiratory patients at one time. The way the virus is moving and the reason why we need to practice social distancing and the idea of flattening the curve is if 50 people show up at that hospital at one time to get 40 beds.
Yeah.
Now you have 10 people in critical condition that aren't going to get help. And your mortality rate shoots through the roof.
Right.
That's the idea of overwhelming the system.
I told y'all this last week, but you know, I'm just Leonard. Nobody listens to me.
You're not Will Smith.
We listen to Will Smith.
Exactly.
We say, yes, Will Smith.
Jesus Christ.
All right, now Lil Baby has addressed some rumors. People were saying that he is abusing drugs and he's on Percocets and all of that. Part of that is because of the interview he did on The Breakfast Club. There's a point where he is trying to pour water out of a closed water bottle. I felt like he was just a little, like, nervous, not wanting to answer questions, as he said he hates doing interviews. And so he just was kind of playing with the water bottle, but it turned into a viral situation for him. Well, he posted, "I don't take Percocets." He wants people to know that. In addition, he has announced that he has a mixtape that's going to only feature rappers who own Lambos.
I dropped a mixtape on like 68 Lamborghini boy. And them busting all the rap who got Lamborghinis features. I'm putting features on there.
I think that he should limit it to the rappers who don't have payments that they're making on their Lamborghini. If your Lamborghini is paid for, you can be featured on the album. And I think that'll shorten that list real quick.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee.
Excuse me.
Wow. And that is your rumor report.
What you looking at?
Brother. You just gonna cough like that?
A brother can't even just cough nowadays?
No, you can't cough.
Lord have mercy.
Wipe something over there, man. Here's a Clorox, man.
What am I gonna wipe?
I don't know.
I coughed into my arm.
Let's wipe something. I don't know. I feel like I should wipe you down.
I'll take a wipe down.
You know what? Forget it.
I can pretend you're a nurse.
You have these sick fantasies, bro.
Don't offer to boosie me and then can do it. I say, okay.
You got some sick fantasies.
You offered to wipe me down.
Who are you giving your donkey to, man?
You know, there's a no-lip woman out here. All right? Her name is Linda Fairstein. I call her Linda, or Fairstein. I call her Linda, not Fairstein. She needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with her. You remember her, right? She's the prosecutor who sent us to Central Park 5.
Yep.
Let's talk about her.
All right, we'll get into that next.
Lipless Linda.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eye.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They wait for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They have to make a judgment on who's going to be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. It's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, March 19th goes to former Manhattan sex crimes prosecutor Linda Fairstein. Now, you know who Linda Fairstein is, right? I call her Linda, not Fairstein. If you watched Ava DuVernay's Netflix Netflix series when they see us. She's the white woman with absolutely no lips who oversaw the prosecution team seeking convictions of the five teens arrested for the rape and near-fatal beating of jogger Trish Mealy in 1989. Now, we all know the story of the Central Park Five, right? If not, quick recap. Five black and Latino teams, Antron McCray, Kevin Richardson, Yusuf Salam, Raymond Santana, and Corey Wise, dropping the clues bombs for all those brothers, okay? At the time, they were ranging in age from 14 to 16. They all served sentences that ranged from 6 to 13 years for what then-New York City Mayor Ed Koch called the crime of the century. Yes, it was a very heinous crime, and the perpetrators of that crime should have been behind bars. But guess what? Those brothers weren't the prosecutors. And once new DNA evidence was presented in a confession, a whole confession, okay, proved convicted rapist Matias Reeves was the true lone culprit. The charges against the five men were dropped, and they eventually received a $41 million settlement from New York City. They innocent, period, okay, to everybody but Linda Fairstein. Because even though all the evidence says otherwise and the actual perpetrator of the crime has come forward and said it was him and DNA proves it was him, Linda still says no, it's them. And yesterday, she filed a federal lawsuit against the director of When They See Us, Queen Ava DuVernay. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Queen Ava DuVernay. Damn it. Come on, man. Queen Ava DuVernay, she filed a lawsuit against Ava DuVernay and Netflix. The caucasity, the unmitigated gall of those with no melanin will never cease to amaze me. Linda is suing, saying she was portrayed as a racist. She's suing, saying she was portrayed as an unethical villain who was determined to jail innocent children of color at any cost. In the lawsuit obtained by TMZ, Linda Knott Fairstein objects to nearly every single aspect of the case as is portrayed in the series. She denies taking any of the following actions, like unlawfully interrogating unaccompanied minors, even though we saw a video of this, calling for a roundup of young black thugs, manipulating the time to pin the jogger's rape on the Central Park Five. She's denying all of that. She's denying referring to people of color as animals. She's denying directing NYPD detectives to coerce confessions. What's the word?
Coerce.
Confessions.
Coerced.
What did I say?
Coerced.
Okay. You know what I meant. Okay. And suppressing DNA evidence. Now, it's clear she did these things, especially suppressing the DNA evidence, because it's the DNA evidence that eventually got them off. Linda, you know, she says that since When They See Us was released, her career as a prolific crime author has been destroyed. Her publisher and agents dropped her. She lost speaking appearances and was forced to resign from the boards of several nonprofit organizations. Linda Lipless, we don't care. Okay, how can you fix your lipless mouth to act like you got done wrong when you sent a bunch of innocent teenagers to prison for years? The Central Park Five will be forever traumatized. They can never get that time back. And they saw things in that prison that will live with them and haunt them forever. They will need therapy for the rest of their lives. Nothing wrong with that, okay? But still, they will need therapy for the rest of their lives, okay? Not just going willingly, but going because they need it, because they're traumatized. While you out here doing deals and getting money, those brothers are out here trying to repair the emotional and mental damage that you did to their lives, okay? Those brothers will probably never be fully mentally healthy because of you, No Lip Linda, because of you and your bigotry. One of the brothers, Santana Raymond, actually posted this on IG on March 1st to prove my point. He said, healing doesn't mean that the damage never existed. It means that the damage doesn't control our lives. And he said, see to God, that's me. He said, thank you, my brother, for this. And then he thanked his wife, Delicious, and he went on to say that he always knew he suffered from mental health issues, but like other men in our communities, he thought he didn't need help or that he could just handle it. But today he realized he was wrong, and he's going to get the help he needs. Drop on the clues bombs for Raymond Santana. I mean, for Santana Raymond, okay, for investing and his mental wealth. But Lipless Linda, Knott Fairstein, this is all your fault, okay? His trauma, majority of his trauma, is directly your fault. So how dare you have the caucasity, the no melanated, unmitigated gall to sue? You should be praying for repentance. You should be admitting you're wrong instead of continuing to double down like you've historically done. Listen to Lipless Linda on Fox Business News.
I think I know what happened. I can live with what happened very, very comfortably. And what I would like is for an unsealing of all the records that have been sealed for 12 years and let academics and journalists put the record before the public.
What do you think happened?
I think that these men were participants in the attack on the jogger as charged.
Even though the city has now made a $40 million settlement with them?
Yes, sir.
Jesus.
Even though there was a convicted rapist in prison who admitted to it and his DNA was found on the victim. Lipless Linda. No, no, and no. The proof is in the prison sentences. Those kids were innocent, and you still convicted them. There's nothing else to discuss here. This is why you got to chase Yakub's kids back in their caves. Linda, shut your pie hole, because that's literally all it is, because you have no lips. Shut that prejudice pie hole and figure out a way to spend the rest of your life righting the wrong you did to these young men. And who knows how many other black and Latino kids. Okay, you probably got a lot of blood and a lot of unjust prison sentences on your hand. And until you do right by admitting your wrongs, you're going to spend the last days of your life miserable, broken, and unhappy. Your life will be a living hell until you do right by the Central Park Five. But hey, you a devil, so hell is home. Please let Remy Ma give Lipless Linda, not Fairstein, the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
All right. Well, stop making people holding their costs. Not you, Linda. I was talking to Envy. I was just dealing with two things at the same time.
Feeling guilty or something?
No, because you almost made Eddie die because you shame me for coughing last break. And then Eddie, our producer, he in here wanting to cough and he holding in his cough about to choke and kill himself because you shaming people because they coughing. It's allergy season.
A lot of people want to know, what is Eddie's Instagram? Does Eddie have an Instagram?
Nope.
Beetlejuice 2020.
Stop it.
Beetlejuice 2020.
And let me shout out to iHeart up here. I just want to tell iHeart, I know you guys got a lot of hand sanitizer up here. So I took some of your hand sanitizer and put
put
in my to-go bottles.
What?
What? Out there, you want some?
Oh, it's like a basket or something?
No, it's not a basket. It's a big one that you just pump into your little one.
You can't steal the hand sanitizer.
I'm going to give it back.
I would rather you do that.
Yeah, I'm going to give it back. I'm just pumping it. I mean, I'm walking around the building. I want to carry my own with me. That's not a problem.
So you took the big one and you pumped in the little one.
Into my little one, yeah.
Got you.
See, you freaky, man. You kinky, man.
What?
You kinky, man.
What?
You are kinky.
What?
Up next is Ask Ye.
What is wrong with this guy?
800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, you can call Ye right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Come on.
Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Ye.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
My name's Kwashima.
Hey, Kwashima. What's your question for Ye?
Yes, I
want to
know, like, how can I get a boyfriend and I work overnight? Like, I'm lonely.
All right, you just want a boyfriend. Well,
this might be a bad time, but
yeah, it's Corona season, boo, not cuffing season.
I want to be tough, though. I don't care about the Corona.
Not during the social distancing season.
Some people do care about coronavirus, but do you have any guys who you're just friends with? You have any friends with benefits?
No, I don't have none of that.
Do you have homegirls or homeboys that can hook you up with people?
No, I don't have no friends.
It's a wrap for her right now, Ye.
Yeah, nobody got time to be coughing and cuffing with you?
Well, listen, this is a great time, though, for you to set up your dating profile. You have a dating profile?
No, I have nothing.
All right, well, this is a good time for you to set all that up while you're at home or working overnights and nobody's really going out.
And don't lie about your weight on there.
This is time for you to get your profile together, and that means you should go on some of these.
I'm 11 inches tall, 160 pounds. I'm okay.
Whoa.
Okay, that's fine. Listen, I'm sure you're beautiful.
Whoa,
so you go on Match. You can go on Match.com. You can go on there's a whole lot of dating sites out there. You can go on Bumble. You can go on those sites and post your profile. And that's a great time for you to start swiping through and seeing some potential hookups.
Okay, thank you.
I'll go to the supermarket. I'm sure there's some single men at the supermarket.
Yeah, but don't wear a mask, though, because you cute. You got to be seen.
No, you better stop it. You better wear a mask.
That's some good advice Angelique gave, though, because everybody going to be in the house for the next couple weeks trying to make new friends.
That's
so
right.
After this Corona season, you can get cuffed up. But I'm going to tell you something, 4'11", 160-something pounds. I know a beanbag chair when I see one.
Oh, stop it, man.
Stop.
Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, hit Ye now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I'ma
keep it real with you. Get some real advice with Angela Ye. It's Ask Ye.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
This is Meatball from Ypsilanti, Michigan.
What's up, bro? What's your question for Ye?
Ipsy.
What's up? I just wanted to say I hated the corona didn't get you up there. You were supposed to come up here and talk to the kids, man. We appreciate you.
Yeah, I know,
first
man.
First of all, he worded that all wrong.
I know, because at first like, I thought it was
hey,
hate.
Envy, I'm sorry that the coronavirus didn't get you up here.
I was like, what?
Man, don't start with your molded booty cakes, man. Don't start.
That's how the coronavirus started, the molded booty cakes.
Stop it.
According to Donnell Rollins, that's how they
Yeah, I was supposed to go out there and talk to the kids in Detroit, man, and I was really looking forward to it, but because of the coronavirus, they canceled it. So hopefully we'll get back up there when all this is over and get a chance to talk to the kids about everything, man. I was looking forward to it, too.
Definitely, definitely. The kids were excited. But my question for you, and y'all probably can chime in. My son, Kid Jay, sometimes I tag y'all in it. I don't know if y'all see it. I know y'all busy, you know, but he just got verified on Instagram, just turned 20. He's got his own charity event and everything going, but he's a positive hip-hop artist. My question is, how do I break the mold, you know, without having to flash drugs and guns in the video? What angle do I take to the music world with me being his manager for these last 5 years? And we've been making big moves, doing shows with T.I., you know, Twista, Ice Cube, you know, but he want to put some more substance back in music. And I sometimes get confused on the angle I'm supposed to take, because I'm not going the way that everybody going. I'm not pushing drugs in the music. I'm not pushing guns in my video. I'm trying to do something different.
Well, yeah, and there's definitely an audience for that. And there's other artists who also push positive messages. And so I think that's important, too, in music. Substance is important. So has he been performing? You said he's been performing at a lot of showcases?
Yeah, we did. You know, we 5 years in. You know, we've been in New York. We've been in Atlanta. We've done big shows. Like I say, just got verified on Instagram. I tag Charlamagne all the time. He don't like none of my stuff, but that's cool. But no, anyway, no, I'm just saying, but he's doing a lot of positive things. And
you
I
haven't even said his name this whole time.
The whole time. Terrible manager you are. No, you did. Kid J. You said Kid J or
he
something like
say his
that.
Name.
Kid J, man. You know, I'm not trying, but I'm just trying to find out, you know, with me being his father, you know, I got other kids and, you know, some, you know, we got to split our time with our children, but he do have me busy and I'm wondering how do I go about, you know, that was my big question without trying to be like everybody else. I'm not a big fan of the new music.
One thing I have to say is, well, there's a few things I have to say here. Number one, do you have anybody that works with you that has experience in the music business or that can be that help bridge for you to meet other people that are influential?
I do. I grew up with Nisha Nishe mom, you know, so I mess with Nisha a lot. You know, we grew
up
all
the same.
Okay,
that's my girl, Nisha Nishe. Shout out to Nisha.
Yeah,
she's from Ypsilanti
also.
That's
what I said, but I got a lot of people in place. I just, you know, wanted to get your perspective on it, Yee, because it's just, you know,
I also feel like how's his production? I feel like a producer is really important. And when you can lock in with a couple of producers who can help craft a person's sound, I think that's really beneficial too, who also believes in the artist and has worked with other artists that can make those links. That's important.
Okay. Well, I appreciate y'all.
All right, and
man.
Visuals,
man,
okay?
So, booty cake, man. How do I get one?
Whoa.
Well,
so that's
first
what this
of all,
is really about.
I could have told you that's how you make your way in the industry from the start. You know what I'm saying? You
really
you see, if you'd have led with that, then we could have told you how to really get on in this industry, all right?
all right. Hey, y'all have a good one.
Left.
Hopefully we get to see you, Envy.
All right, brother.
That's right.
All right. Ask Ye 800-585-1051. Rumors on the way. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Eminem.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Yes, so as you know, Eminem had this Godzilla challenge that he was doing with Trilla. If you guys didn't remember, here it is.
Fill him with the venom and eliminate him. Other words, I'm in him. I don't want to hurt him, but I did him in a venerage. I'm murdering again. Nobody will have been. I'm going to kill him and double talk. The body's in a lake. Obliterating everything is iterator. Renegade him. I make anybody who want it with the pen and frame. Don't nobody want it, but they're going to get it anyway. I'm beginning to feel like I'm mentally ill. I'm a telekiller. Killer. Be killed. I'm a killer. Be the vanilla gorilla. You're bringing a killer within me out of me. You don't want to be the enemy of the demon who winning me. I'll be in a receiving enemy. What stupidity it'd be. Every bit of me is the epitome of a spitter when I'm in the vicinity. Motherfucker, you better duck or you finna be dead the minute you run into me. 100% of you is a fifth of a percent of me. Finish you, bitch. I'm available. You want to battle?
Well, congratulations. They have announced a winner. That winner is Jack Sherlock, one who got the number one spot. It's all lip syncing, so everybody had to actually lip sync in order to win. So they did have a link to Eminem's website. It has the five runner-ups on there also. I don't know what they win, though. They didn't really say, so not sure what's going to happen with that. But congratulations to Jack Sherlock. Now, a lot of people are doing their own coronavirus songs. I know you guys have heard Papoose by now, right?
No, I haven't
heard it, no.
All right, well, here it is.
I'm a virus, not the type of virus on your laptop, harm rich people. I murder the have-nots, they had to call FEMA, not the FEMA in your leg. Federal Emergency Management Agency instead. They don't got enough ventilators, respirators to last. I already know how you look, why you wearing a mask. Took the kids out of school so they can stop learning. Took parents out of work so they can stop earning. Peace to Idris Elba, y'all need a vaccine standby. Let's play a game of charades. Who am I?
All right, also, Cassidy did his. Listen to Cassidy's coronavirus bars.
They told you it's a global outbreak. They know it's easy to manage, but see, they need you to panic. It's all about cake. Some of my dogs found out late, but now the is everywhere like a dog you try and house break. Wait, when my dog smell meat, that about to find out how human meat in his mouth tastes. I still feel coming out safe. It's something small. I was surprised how many people masked up. I saw. So I had to make a couple calls and realize this incident is just to implement martial law. Players touch the ball with the same hands they sneezing over. So the NBA shut down now and the season over.
All too lyrical, man. Papoose and Cassidy, a little bit too lyrical to be talking about coronavirus. You know what I mean? I prefer Cardi B. Coronavirus! It is real! That's the only warning call we need.
Well, she didn't mean for that to be a song, though. It just happened for her, so.
That shows the magic of Cardi B, though. Like, people love Cardi B's personality so much that they take Cardi B content however they can get it.
All right. In addition, JoJo also did a coronavirus version of Leave, Get Out, and listen to
this. Nah, we cool. You ain't even got to play it. JoJo who?
Why?
What is JoJo? Rev Run, son?
No.
Oh, never mind.
What's wrong with you, man?
I was like, why you being so disrespectful to JoJo?
No, I didn't want to hear Rev Run, son.
What did she do to you?
Salute to my guy, JoJo, but I would have got sick, you know, if JoJo would have rapped. I didn't feel like, you know, who want to hear JoJo rap early in the morning?
I never thought Corona could be such a nasty bitch. But now that she's here, boy, all I want is for you to come and sit. Stay right now.
All right, and speaking of coronavirus, Millennium Tour dates have been postponed due to coronavirus. I'm sure we knew that was going to happen. They already do have rescheduled dates. Tyra Banks also had to postpone the Modeland theme park opening over coronavirus as well. Now, here's something interesting. The Migos, they have agreed to pay back part of their Fyre Festival money. So apparently they got $30,000 and they actually had to pay that back. They were originally paid $100,000 to perform at Fyre Fest. The performance never happened. So now they're paying back $30,000.
The Migos shouldn't have paid nothing back. Don't they get a deposit? So if it's a $100,000 show, don't you get like a $50,000 deposit?
Yeah, well, I was trying to perform.
Yeah, why do you have to pay money back?
Well, they pay back some of the money, not all of it. So maybe you get the deposit and then you pay back, you know, part of it.
I thought you get the deposit up front and then you get the rest and you get there. Unless they get all their money up front. That would make sense.
Listen, for that one, I think a lot of people wanted their money up front. For that one. And Fetty Wap has been ordered to pay his ex-employee $1.1 million and help restore her reputation. Shauna Morgan actually had sued him and his company for not reimbursing her for all the money that she spent in touring costs. She was supposed to be paid between 5 and 10% of his performance profits, and she was actually fronting money for him to perform places like for travel and for room and board and all of that. And then she never got the money as well. So now he has to pay her $1.1 million. That's also for defamation and breach of contract. Not only that, but he also has to post public retractions on his social media accounts for things that he said about her. So he hasn't done that yet, but he'll have to do that. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, it's time for the People's Choice Mix. Let me know what you want to hear at DJ Envy. Get your request in. You know what? Until this is over, I'm going to throw it back the first 5-7 minutes of the other mix. Just some classics. Let me know what you want to hear. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
If you're buying a car, you don't want surprises, especially when it comes to price. With TrueCar, you get an upfront price online. Before you buy a car, get the pricing information you need with the new TrueCar. Buy smarter, drive happier. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, it's Women's History Month. Who we repping today, Yee?
Well, today we are representing for retired NASA astronaut Mae Jemison. She actually went into outer space in 1992. On September 12th, 1992, she launched into orbit, and her voyage was 8 days. Listen to Mae Jemison speak about it.
It's Women's History Month, and we're celebrating the most influential women in history. Check out this phenomenal woman.
Just like every kid, I loved space. An African proverb says, no one shows a child the sky. But I grew up during this time that was incredible in terms of the work and the effort, the activities that were going on, because every day they were breaking speed records, right? Whether it's on the land or ground or track or field. Every day, it seemed like there was a new particle being discovered. The reason why I'm doing this, the reason why I want to tell you this and where we're going to, is because people talk about the good old days and the 1960s and the Apollo, which was an incredible time. But Frantz Fanon, who was a Martinican psychiatrist in the 1950s and 60s, he said each generation must, out of relative obscurity, discover its mission, fulfill it, or betray it. We can't have the same mission that we had in the 1960s, whether it's social, cultural, whether it's environmental, or whether it's in space.
And that was another phenomenal woman in history.
Yes, so shout out to Mae Jemison. In addition to that, you know, she's also a doctor and a dancer. So she's a jack of all trades.
All right, well, when we come back, we got the positive note. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, shout to Cisco and friends for joining us, the new Drew Hill.
Oh, that's so disrespectful. It's the new Drew Hill, and the member's a player as well as Cisco from Drew Hill.
Well, that's what he said. You know what I mean?
Cisco and friends.
Yeah, that ain't going to work. Because Drew Hill is just, people know Drew Hill.
That's
like,
right.
You can't replace certain groups. Like, you can't replace the members of Jodeci. You can't replace the members of Jagged Edge. We know all of those people by name.
Correct. 112.
They sounded good, though, right?
I mean, Player can sing.
Yeah, Player can sing.
Like, what Cisco, like I suggested to Cisco in the interview, just start a new name.
Yeah, create a new group.
Create a new group.
But Destiny's Child did it, like we said.
Yeah, but they didn't replace Beyonce and Kelly. You know what I mean? Like, you couldn't replace
They didn't replace the whole group, but there was four of them at first.
And they were on the rise. They were on the come up.
Yeah,
now you're doing old
exactly.
classic hits. It's a little different.
They did that. Destiny's Child did that when they were still trying to establish themselves as
in
like
the industry,
a
correct.
Super group. And once again, they didn't replace Beyonce and Kelly.
I feel like it happens with groups all the time. Is that with the Temptations they did it? Right?
I didn't grow up in that era, so I didn't know none of the Temptations.
Yeah, because they still perform to this day now. It's not the same original members.
I haven't been to a Temptations concert.
It's like replacing Wu-Tang. Imagine Wu-Tang saying, hey, we're not going to have Method Man or our Ghostface.
We're going to bring EPMD in.
Anything. It just wouldn't work.
It's not going to work. Yeah, it's not going to work. But anyway, leave us on a positive note.
The positive note is simply this, man. I want everybody out there to know what makes you different or weird. That's your strength. Lean into that.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.